Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
It's us.
It's us. Welcome back to whatever this is. You love it. You are here. Hooray.
Whatever she said.
Ditto.
We'll
get right into it. Let's do it. I am Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And this is Ghosts Are Everywhere, baby.
Sure is, baby.
You know it. We love it. You love it. We know it. And that's what it is.
Do we know it?
I don't know. Do we? This is the age-old question, I guess.
We do. We know something. Maybe.
Question mark.
Do we know anything?
Do we know at all?
I guess you'll find out.
That's true. We're going to talk to you today, as we do every week.
As we do.
We might know a thing or two. At least we'll say we do.
One or two, not three.
Yeah. Oh, that's pushing it.
No.
Knowing three things.
We wouldn't want to claim to know three things. That's a lot of things.
That's a lot of things to claim to know. And we don't
to hold think that we know three in our things. Brains.
Yeah. Our pea-sized brains. Big heads, small brains. That's what people say about us.
That is what they say. And they're right.
And they would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's your week been, Cecilia?
Oh, you know, it's raining today. And we both had a pizza pie.
We both had a pizza pie. We both have a glass of vino.
Oh, we do.
Sure do.
I wonder if that's that's foreshadowing what we're going to be talking about today.
It really, really might be. If you read the description, I'm sure you know that probably is true, probably.
Is there a reason why we're drinking the vino? Even though my vino's not from the region that we're talking about.
Oh, mine is fully, like, Ontario, like, rosé, sparkling rosé.
I'm drinking
we're talking about today at all.
Portuguese wine.
Oh, Portugal. At least you're drinking European wine.
At least it's European, but it's not, should I say it?
Do it. Rip off the Band-Aid.
Italia.
Italia, time to eat the Italian wine. We not drink the wine.
We don't.
That's my, like, Borat Italian. Because I can't do it. I'm Italian as hell, but I can't do an Italian accent. I find it really hard.
No, I think that was an Italian accent. I think that was a perfect Italian accent.
Oh, because that's how Italians
sound. We drink the wine.
And now, yes, we do. No, to me, Italians sound like this. Like, they go like, "Dammi la questa! Cosa fare oggi? Oh, my God!" Like, they talk very, like, high up. Like,
why is it so high pitched?
But that's how it sounds like to me.
Mamma mia.
No, not like oh it's very like papa. It like hurts my.
No one's gonna be able to listen to this episode.
I don't know if you know this, but Italian was my minor in university, and I have a minor in Italian language and culture, and I think I know what Italians sound like. So,
Carly is just putting that out. Educated.
Hey, I have my Italian citizenship, so I'm making fun of myself.
Carly, how long did it take you to get that minor?
Celia, it's a minor concern how long it took me, and that's not important right now. So that's I don't know
minor,
that we need to talk about it.
It's of minor importance how long it took Carly.
Yeah, it was a minor roadblock in me completing my whole degree, but that doesn't necessarily matter, okay?
She did manage to get an impeccable Italian screech.
I am perfect at it. It is what I should be known for, though it is not.
And they're just like screeching in an Italian accent.
That's what they sound like. I do that for my mom and she laughs for hours. She is very Italian. She's even more Italian than me. Both her parents were from Italy.
Oh my God. Mamma mia.
Only me. One of my parents is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Italy.
Zero. Zero of my parents are Italian.
That's true. You're the least.
I'm so Italian.
Most Italian.
I'm extremely Italian. Yeah. I eat the pizza pie. I drink it a wine. Yeah.
That's how you're Italian.
I eat the biscotti and the cappuccino.
You're friends with me. That's right.
The espresso. And
oh my gosh, you're so Italian. Did you do all that today?
The affogatos.
Oh, you busting an affogato and everything. Okay. I forgot about it. Oh my God.
Don't forget about the affogato.
I really did.
No, I was going to say another one, but I just thought of espresso again. What's the sandwiches? Oh.
Panini.
Panini.
Questo panino.
And the spaghetti.
This sandwich.
Baguette,
or if you're Italian like me, sandwich. They say sandwich. Yeah.
The sandwich and the...
Sandwich.
The spaghetti on it.
Yeah. Once you're finished eating your sandwich, you throw the crust in the garbage. That's how they speak.
The garbaggio. You,
when my Zia would call my nana's house and I would answer the phone, she'd talk like this. She didn't really speak English. She'd talk like this. Who speak? I'd say, hi, Zia, it's Carly. Oh, okay, okay. You grandma? That's what she'd say to me. I'd say, okay, 1 second, Zia.
Carly.
Italian people have the hardest time. It's always Carly. It's not a very Italian-friendly name.
Not an Italian name at all. Carly Billing, our favorite Italian.
Hey, what can I say? Mm. It's not always surface, but it's there.
It's deep down.
It's
deep in there with the pizza and the spaghetti.
Well, looking at me and reading my name, you might not expect me to be Italian. But hearing me talk, you can probably guess within the first 5 minutes that I'm Italian. Because I probably have already told you I'm Italian.
Yeah, she'll have brought it up. Yeah. She'll be like, have you been to Roma? The Venezia.
You've been to Roma. I have been to Roma. I ride the Vespa. No, I never ridden a Vespa. That
I'd love
really
to ride a Vespa. There's a Vespa
store. But it
store.
Sounds fun.
There's a Vespa store that I pass on my way to work. And
do you want
to
get one every day?
I really want to get a Vespa.
Honestly, if one of the two of us would get a Vespa, it would be you.
I would absolutely get
for
a Vespa.
For sure.
I think need to move to Europe to get a Vespa, though. I don't know if I could have a Vespa in Toronto.
No, but the scary thing about Vespas in Europe is that you have to drive in Europe.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is scary. Roads
they all drive
fucked.
Like you.
They all drive like me, and there's, roundabouts, and there's,
and ancient streets.
Yeah. Narrow streets. I guess
cobblestones.
The Vespas are okay on the narrow streets. You're not going to get, stuck on them.
Yeah, well, they're the Vespa in the cobblestones.
Okay,
I've seen
over.
The Pixar... I've seen the Pixar movie Luca. The Vespas are good.
Oh my god!
In the tiny streets.
Yeah. Well, he wants that Vespa, and then they make the Vespa. Yeah.
It's so cute. Yeah. I finally watched it maybe 2 weeks ago, and I just wanted to cry the whole time.
It's good.
It was really good.
Italia.
It really good. It's so Italian. It made me so happy. It made me think of my people.
And
they
the Vespas.
Fish. They eat.
Carly's people.
In the
fish people.
Yeah, me, big eater of fish.
Yeah, well, you're a fish. No, you are a fish.
They can't tell people. They're gonna hunt me.
Be quiet.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
You've never seen
people.
Me. You've never seen me in water. Cannot be fish.
You don't. This doesn't sound like that. You sound like Bartok.
Bartok.
No, you don't.
I give her a ha. And a hiya, and a geeker, sir.
This is Bartok, our favorite guy.
Our favorite guy. We love Anastasia. What a flick.
What a time.
What a
flick,
so what a
time.
So
we're here to talk to you about Italian ghosts, if you haven't figured that out yet.
In case you haven't figured it, we've pretty laid it on pretty thick. Like a good layer of sauce on a lasagna, we laid it on thick. It's Italy, baby.
Like a good layer of Parmesan on the pasta.
Mwah!
Mwah! Chef's kiss. Mamma mia. We're just gonna go somewhere, and we're gonna go to Italy, and we're gonna talk about places in Italy.
Correct. We're gonna go to the old boot and ball,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna tell you about the ghosts there, and the things, and the things you want to hear about.
Uh-huh.
Stories we haven't told yet, but we're excited to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Because the theme is... Italia.
Italia.
Italia. That's the national anthem. I'm not going to keep going.
I thought the national anthem was the bada boom bada bing.
Volare. Oh, that's a good one.
I thought that was a song. Nope. Oh, is it?
East Side Mario's hey bada boom bada bing. That's the, get it right.
Authentic Italian.
Authentico Italia.
Authentico. You get the Parmesan and the pizza.
Parmigiana. We should practice our Italian one day. We could be really good at it.
If we tried. You do have a minor in Italian, you should be able to speak Italian.
hey. Si, parlo italiano. I can.
Yeah?
I can get by. I was reading Italian for today.
Grazie.
Grazie. Prego.
Prego.
If I answer the phone in Italian, pronto. See, no, I know.
Pronto, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. See? Italian. Italian is out.
Ciao.
Ciao. Yeah. Mi chiamo Carly. It's hard to say even for me. But when I speak Italian, I sound French. That's the dilemma of having done French immersion my whole life.
Yeah.
Because when I speak Italian, I don't sound Italian, I sound French.
Yeah.
Because Italian is hard. And by Italian, I mean, like, an accent is hard.
Yeah, especially if it's just, like, you've been learning French for a while, and then you try and learn Italian, and you're like, how am I supposed to talk?
Yeah. It's literally just sounds like I'm speaking French, but I'm speaking Italian. And you'd think, like, growing up with Italian grandparents and being around Italian my whole life, that I would have figured it out, but absolutely not.
You just have to lean into that screechiness that you were doing earlier.
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort, though, so.
You just have to be really, really loud. You get that.
Gotta be really dedicated. No, I'm planning on getting better at Italian by watching more of The Sopranos.
Okay.
That's what I've decided. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that, but. You do you. Oh,
well, I'll do it for both of us. Okay. I'll take one for the team.
Let me know what they are talking about.
Yeah. Honestly, I watched probably about 3 episodes maybe a month ago. It's a great show. No wonder people like
Carly, it. Carly, this is the slowest you've ever watched a show.
I know. It's because I got distracted and watched other shows in between.
Okay.
Because it was one of those shows that when you're watching it, you have to pay attention. And I haven't... I think I had watched it, maybe parts of it, a long time ago, but I've never seen it fully. And okay. I want to give it my undivided attention, and I couldn't do it at the time. Oh, no, you know what happened? I watched Succession instead.
Okay.
That's what happened!
Yep.
Yeah. So, but everyone give me a pass on that one.
That needs your undivided attention.
Well, I took my attention from from The Sopranos and moved it to Succession.
You moved it to a different wild family.
And I've been doing a bunch of other stuff in between, and now I should probably move it back soon.
Okay.
I should probably move it back soon.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Thank you. I will keep everyone updated on my Sopranos journey. Or Sopranos, whatever. I don't know which one it is.
Sopranos.
The Sopranos. That's a soprano.
Yep, that's it.
Anyways. Sorry for our headphone users. But I'm also not that sorry.
Everyone's headphones are going to be broken. Yeah.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm Italian.
One of us cannot tell the truth and the other one of us cannot lie.
Cannot lie. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Ying and the yang. Ying even
and
out. Yang.
And that's the bippity boppity boo.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I don't know if that's Italian.
And the more I'm drinking this Ontario wine, the farther and farther I'm getting from Italy. So we should probably get a move
Stop
on.
Stop drinking your before like, I lose Niagara it all. Wine. I'll drink my Portuguese wine.
Yeah, they'll bring you closer.
Europe.
Party. Let me pour this. Oh.
Mazel. Uh-oh, Carly's adding to it.
Is there, I'm adding to it.
It's a rosé? Well.
It's a bubbly rosé. It's the Lola one. It's very pretty.
Cute.
Shout out to Pelee Island.
Oh, it's not Niagara. It's Pelee Island.
It's not Niagara.
Oh, and that's the whole bottle.
It's Ontario. And I just filled my wine glass again. It's so large that the whole bottle is fit into
it. So Carly's drinking a whole bottle of wine this episode. It's happening.
I didn't mean to, but it's in my cup.
But
it's
in her cup, so she has to.
And what am I supposed to do? I can't help it. It's not my fault.
All right, it's happening. Do you go first or do I go first?
You go first. So you got to hurry up and start before I get through this whole bottle of wine before my story.
Carly's going to be fucking sloshed by the time she gets to her story.
No, I won't. I won't. Probably. Okay.
Carly's going to look surprised. I'm actually talking about Pelee Island. Our favorite region of Italy. Okay, so we are going to go to Tuscany.
Toscana.
Speaking of Succession.
Oh,
they love
Toscana.
To go to Tuscany.
They do.
Speaking
They're
also
so rich.
Of, I was researching this town and I was thinking of, you know, in Breaking Dawn, not in Breaking Dawn, in what's the second Twilight movie?
New Moon. New Moon, yeah, absolutely.
You know, New Moon.
Yes.
When Edward goes to, like, reveal himself to the fucking Volturi, yeah, and, like, yep, die. Yeah, I was thinking about that town.
And he's going to do it in the town square.
He's going to go right into that Tuscan sun.
He's going to go straight into the Tuscan sun.
So we're not going to that town, but we're going to Tuscan old, like, medieval village.
Sure, but that puts us in the mindset of where we are, just in case.
That wedding in Euphoria, not Euphoria, in Succession, and also of New Moon. Always
perfect.
Be thinking about New Moon.
Never not thinking about
it's
it,
very
truthfully.
Important. I've always got the Volturi on my mind.
When people say that their minds go blank, all I see is Edward about to walk into the sparkling sunlight. So my mind's never truly blank.
All I see is Dakota Fanning as a Volturi.
Yeah, my
favorite
God.
Character.
No, my favorite is what's his face?
Charlie Swan?
I love Charlie Swan. But no, what's his the head Volturi? What's his name?
Oh,
he used to date Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
He's my favorite man. I love him.
Yeah,
he's British.
We know him. What the fuck's his name?
We love him. Yeah. He's
Michael Sheen.
He's got a name.
Not Charlie.
Yeah, Michael Sheen.
Well, not Charlie Sheen.
I know, I was like, Sheen. Yeah, okay, that's where I was.
Not Charlie Sheen. Imagine if it was Charlie Sheen. That would be...
Oh my God, that would be a trip. No. Michael Sheen is who I think of as well.
Mm, yes.
Because I love him and his red blood eyes. So scary.
Okay, so think about that. Yeah. As we're going to go to Tuscany. We're going to go to a city called
Great.
Lucca.
Oh, Lucca!
With two C's.
Okay, different Lucca.
It's a city in Tuscany on the Serchio River. It has a population of about 89,000, and it is known as one of Italy's città d'arte, or arts towns.
Art.
Because of its Renaissance-era city walls and its historic center, all of which are very, like, well-preserved. You can go visit them. They're beautiful.
Love that.
The city is very oldly settled. The walls and a lot of these, like, historic buildings are, like I said, Renaissance. So the walls are dating back to, like, the 1600s. But there were walls and amphitheaters and all that shit way before this as well. There are traces of a Ligurian settlement way back from the 3rd century BC in the area. And the Romans created the first town there in 180 BC.
Whoa! Want to talk about fake years? That's not...
That's not a real year. That's
not
allowed.
It. That's not it. How could that possibly be it?
Simply
that is
not allowed.
Really not true.
The city is the birthplace of a few world-class composers, including Giacomo Puccini, who composed La Boheme and Madama Butterfly.
Yeah, okay. Puccini.
Remember when we were
yes!
in Italian class in grade like 11 and we went to see La Boheme?
Yes, I was just about to say that. Yeah.
We know
La Boheme
Puccini.
Is like, we know Puccini, and La Boheme is also like what Rent is based on.
Yes.
The musical Rent is loosely based on.
Yeah.
So if you know Rent or you've seen La Boheme like we did in grade 10, mm-hmm. then you know Puccini, baby.
You know Puccini. Other composers are Alfredo Catalini and Luigi Boccherini, who I've never heard of, but I'm sure they're very important and talented.
Was either of their big hits Silencio Bruno?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
They're from Lucca, so.
Yeah, Lucca. We love to yell at Brunos. It's like
Silencio Bruno.
I also watched Encanto.
Yeah.
Recently, speaking of Bruno.
So cute. Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We do not talk about Bruno. And we do not talk about Lin-Manuel Miranda.
This is a Lin-Manuel Miranda free zone.
Please. Okay. So there's another guy that I find that I found that is from Lucca.
Yeah.
When I was looking at the, like, list of notable people.
Okay.
I didn't recognize anybody, but this guy is described on this Wikipedia page as a harp guitarist, poet, and anarchist pacifist.
My jaw's on the floor. And that's so many things you described as.
A photo of this man.
Please do.
He's a hero.
I would love to see a harpist, anarchist, pacifist, guitar. Would you say guitar
solo harp with? Guitarist.
Harp guitarist.
A harp guitarist. And if you want to know what a harp guitar is, it's that.
Wow, we will definitely post this to the Instagram. He's beautiful. Absolutely. Have they colorized this photo? It looks like the ones of my great-grandparents that have been colorized, for sure.
It looks colorized, which is great.
Oh, wow.
But the Wikipedia page, do you want me to read you a paragraph from the Wikipedia page?
I absolutely need you to,
Also, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Perfect, perfect. Tell us all about it.
I just couldn't not talk about it. So Mesky was an anarchist, pacifist, and nature lover who dressed in linen both summer and winter. A tireless walker, tall and handsome, he wore a beard with long reddish-blonde hair, his bare feet in Franciscan footwear.
Oh my god.
Hero. The British press of the 1920s described him as the last troubadour. Although he often performed for the best social circles and even for royalty, Mesky never commercialized his music. Proud of his ascetic lifestyle, at concerts he settled for a small donation. Of the unnecessary, I do not care, he said. And musicians should create music also for the poor. In fact, mainly for the poor. And then a noise, a conversation carried on during his performance, was sometimes enough for him to refuse to play again.
Oh my god, not only is he like a man of the people, he's also a drama queen.
Yeah, an absolute drama queen. He is actually, like, a man of the people. Like, I read that, and I was like, okay, this guy's probably, like, some rich fucker.
Yeah.
But he was not. Like, his parents were just, like, regular people.
Yeah, he's just a good musician who's vibing.
And he's got this big-ass harp guitar. Yeah, and
the harp guitar, the cutout is shaped like a fucking eagle, man. It looks
I'll definitely put a picture on the Instagram, because
He looks like an angel sent from the heavens. To play you, but he also kind of looks like a beautiful Rasputin who's just going to play
you. Yes, he looks like Rasputin.
Yeah, he looks like a not menacing Rasputin who's going to just play you a beautiful serenade on his harp guitar.
On his harp guitar.
It's amazing. What a work of art.
But yeah.
Wow.
That is just a sidebar because I couldn't not talk about it. It
Very has nothing important. To do. Thank you. We need to learn about it, even if it's not pertinent to the story.
We need to know about this man.
We need to.
He probably haunts something.
I hope he does.
He haunts my brain now.
I hope he... Well, he definitely...
Always on my mind.
Yeah, he's for sure free real estate right in front of my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Taking up space. But, okay, we're not talking about him. We're going to go to one of the tourist attractions in town.
All right.
Which is one of the things I always try to go to when I'm exploring a new place. The Botanical Garden.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the, Italian. Orto Botanico Comunale di Lucca.
The Communal Botanical Gardens of Lucca.
Si.
Magnifico.
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 Bellissima.
Stupendo.
Perfetto. Bellissimo. Okay, so it was established in 1820 by Maria Luisa of Bourbon, who was the Duchess of Lucca, who also was Napoleon's second wife.
Good for her. She's just doing it.
Important lady.
She's doing the thing.
It is located within a corner of Lucca's city wall on, like, a triangular lot, and it's organized into two sections. One has an arboretum, a pond, and smaller plantings, and the other has a greenhouse, a botanical school, and laboratories.
Wow.
I almost said that, like, laboratories.
And a laboratory. I would have loved you if you had done that. Do you want to take a second go at it and do it just for the fans at home?
So it also has a greenhouse, botanical school, and laboratory.
Yes! The fans at home, of course, being me. Yes!
Everyone is applauding right now.
I know I am. You just can't hear it. I've cut
People
it.
People are screaming on the subway and in their homes.
Of course they are. They love to hear you say laboratory.
They're freaking out about the laboratories.
Love it.
What else do we got? In the gardens, there are thousands of plant species from all over the world, including a Lebanon cedar tree, which was planted in 1822.
What in the hell?
Old-ass tree.
That's an old-ass tree. Old growth.
Yeah.
We'd love to see it.
Old growth tree.
We'd love to see it.
Old-ass tree.
Big fan.
It is 22 meters high and 6 meters wide.
Oh, beautiful. Bellissimo.
There are other big-ass trees as well.
Bellissimo l'albero. Sorry. Speaking Italian. I can speak Italian, told ya.
Bellissimo.
L'albero. That's Italian for tree. The tree.
Mamma mia.
L'albero.
Oh, l'albero.
L'albero è bellissimo. Questo l'albero, bellissimo. Italian.
God speaks Italian.
Told ya.
You want to know some other big-ass trees?
100%.
Okay, we got magnolia, ginkgo, and black pine trees, and they all stretch over 30 meters high.
Whoa, that's even taller.
Big-ass trees.
L'alberi. Wow. Li alberi. I think it's li. Yeah, because it's an A. Yeah.
That's always hard to say. It's like the
li. Li alberi. Got it. See, I got it.
Li
alberi.
You're like li. It's like G-L-I, right?
Yeah, it's G-L-I.
Yeah, it's fucked. That's fucked. The ginkgo tree especially is like really famous because in November when its trees turn, they turn like a bright golden yellow.
Oh.
If you've ever seen a ginkgo tree
yeah. In
the fall, they're like super duper yellow and this one's like huge. So it like drops all its leaves too and like the ground all around it is like bright yellow.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah. So you have to like make a reservation to go there during this time.
It's like how people do like the blossom, the Japanese blossom, what
the cherry blossom
trees. Yeah. In China.
It's like how they have to put like fences around the cherry blossom trees in Trinity Bellwoods when they're blooming.
Yeah. That's
it's
so
like
cool.
That.
Oh my god, nature's so good.
We stand. I love a big ass ginkgo tree. Other plants, there's collections at the gardens of medicinal plants, hydrophytes, which are just like water plants.
Cool.
Rhododendrons and camellias, and there are two greenhouses full of cacti and other succulents. There's also a guided path specifically designed for the visually impaired, which has like a handrail and little signposts that are in braille so they can like...
enjoy the flora and fauna.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry. That's so sweet.
It's really nice.
We love accessibility. It matters so much. Mm-hmm. That's so good. So how much of my cup do I have left? A bunch, but I'm really, I'm really feeling it. That's so good.
Carly's drank half a bottle of rosé and is gonna start crying about this.
Actually,
accessible garden.
That's probably accurate. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Okay.
So, why am I talking about plants?
Why talk about plants? Besides, you always talk.
About
besides
plants?
The reason that you always talk about plants.
Yeah, this is just another week of me being like, I just want to talk about this. There's actually nothing ghostly related. There's no legends
no,
or myths.
You're just
or
introducing
ghosts.
Us to a bunch of plants.
I just wanted to talk about a big ginkgo tree.
That it was important to talk about
Italian
plants. Italian people, hey, love gardening. Big gardeners. Italians?
Big gardeners.
Big time. Big time about it. Mm. My nonna and nonno, half their backyard, garden. They love it.
Mm-mm.
And then the other part of the garden, that wasn't other part of the yard that wasn't gardens, trees, fruit trees.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. Whenever I've worked at like greenhouses or botanical gardens or things like that, all the like old like nonas and like old Portuguese grandmas too.
Yeah.
Would always like come up to me and just like talk to me about like the asking about like fig trees
or a classic, the fig tree.
The obsessed with trying to grow fig trees in Ontario.
It's impossible. It's near impossible, people.
It's possible,
but
it's really hard.
It's just hard, yeah. More
they do it.
Things that do better, like pears and apples and
there are
plums.
Things that you don't have to like dig into the ground or put in the garage all winter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, fig trees
Aww.
Are not meant for this climate, but...
No, but you could do it.
No,
if you're dedicated. They're dedicated. They love it.
They love it. They love it.
So sweet. That's so cute.
I love it.
Aww.
But we've got a local legend.
Yeah, give us a legend. You psyched us out.
Okay. We love it. There is also a small pond in Peat Bog, which has a bald cypress growing in it, which is not an Italian plant.
No.
It's a type of tree. Do you know when you see, like, videos or, like, movies where they're in, like, the Louisiana, like, the bayou?
Yes, I do.
Or, like, swamps in Florida? Mm-hmm. That's what the bald cypress are. They're, like, the trees that grow in, like, the swamps.
Yeah. The ones that, like, you they see, are, like, Spanish moss hanging off of, like...
In, like, the Everglades, maybe.
Oh, perchance you might remember the Everglades.
But they're the ones that grow, like, they'll grow, like, right in the middle of the swamp, like, in the water.
Love that. They're swamp trees. Ye old swamp
trees. They're swamp trees. So they have one in this pond, and this pond is also the site of a local legend.
Stop. I'm so excited.
Lucida Mansi.
Okay. Love
it. I said that weird. It's Lucida Mansi.
Cool.
I said it like it was one word.
Lucida Mansi.
So Lucida. We love Lucida.
Lucida.
She was a noblewoman, probably born in the early 1600s in Lucca.
Oh.
She was said to be extremely beautiful and extremely vain.
I'm sure she was. I wish she was.
Sure. I hope that's true for her.
Right? And that sounds great.
This is one of the stories that I, like, read it, and I'm like, I wish I had more, like, time and resources so I could get to the bottom of, like, what this woman actually was like.
Yeah.
Totally seems like a story that was just, like, fabricated because of, like, misogyny and
right, like,
jealousy.
And that's why we always read a lot of these stories with, like, a full, not even a grain of salt, like a bag, like a bushel of salt, because, like, so much of it could just be chalked up to people are assholes and misogyny is rampant.
But there are so many stories, like, even, like, from more recent years of just, like, these women that get such a bad rap.
Well, yeah, they're villainized for no reason.
They're villainized. So I think that might be the case here, okay. But
let's hope she was a true villain.
I hope so, because, I mean, I don't hope so, but just keep that in mind,
because I'm scared that things are going to get bad, okay?
Well, it's obviously the local legend. So yeah, Lucida, she was married when she was very young to Vincenzo Diversi.
Okay.
Who was murdered soon after they were wed. Some say that he was murdered, some say that he just died and she was widowed.
Okay. Either way, he's not alive.
Some sources are just saying he was murdered to be dramatic.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Or he was. I don't know.
We're not sure.
So she was widowed very young, and then she was married again to a very wealthy and very old man.
Oh, no.
Named Gaspari di Nicolao Mansi.
Okay.
I'm going with Nicolao. Yep. Nicolao.
Love it.
He was a member of the very influential Mansi family, who were known for their involvement in the silk trade.
Oh, damn.
And they've gotten, like, a ton of money because of that.
And they got that silk money.
In marriage.
They got that good worm money.
They love worms.
Worm money. Yum, yum.
Ooh, I love worm money. The marriage was scandalous because of the huge age difference and also the difference in their looks. He's just, like, this old gross man and she's, like, young and beautiful.
Right. This hot girl. Yeah.
She's the hottest in all the land.
She's the hot widow that everyone's like, I wonder who she'll marry next. And she gets, she bags this old man. Okay. I see. Yeah. But he's rich. He's got that worm money.
He's rich, so that helps. She started to feel trapped by this marriage very quickly. And she becomes, like, a party girl.
Whoa.
With, like, no shame.
I mean, we love a party girl famously on this podcast. We aspire to be and hope that we sometimes come off as party girls. So we love that. We love a fellow party girl at heart.
So she's, like, a rich, fancy party girl, though. Okay. We would never be
rich. We could rich and never fancy. Be so rich, so
we
fancy.
We could never. No. She's also, this is a 1600s party
That's
girl.
That's right. Different era of party
this
girl.
This is the 1600s. But she's, like, going all to these, like, fancy parties and banquets, and she's being messy.
Oh, good
and
for
she's,
her.
Like, off cavorting, and she's got all these, like, hot young lovers. Not in the
1600s. Oh, girl.
Yes, absolutely in the 1600s, Carly.
I mean, that's everything. That's everything.
Yes.
It's everything.
So she would go off and she had all these lovers and she didn't care that she was married to an old man.
Because she was hot and young. And we all know hot and young people always get a pass.
Yeah. If you're hot and young, you can do whatever you want.
Guaranteed. That's what they say. That's what the Bible says. Okay.
And it totally didn't get her a bad reputation and make people think poorly of her.
No, why would it?
Absolutely not. She apparently covered a whole room in the Villa Mansi with mirrors so she could admire herself from all angles.
Oh my, was she a Libra? Do we know her date of birth? Because she sounds amazing. No, or a Leo? She has Leo energy, actually.
She might be a Leo. She does have Leo energy. Yeah,
I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
Wow. Icon. Legend.
Icon. Like, if I had a bunch of rooms, I would decorate one like that.
If you have an extra room, what are you going to do? Put mirrors all over it.
Yeah.
When we famously lived together, every room had at least one mirror.
Yeah.
Even a closet had a mirror. Because guess what? That's who we are.
You got to be looking at yourself. You know who else made a whole room full of mirrors?
Who?
King Louis XIV.
That's right.
And he wasn't even hot.
No, he was just the king. So we're hot. We deserve rich. A room of mirrors.
He made a whole wall, a whole hall of mirrors.
Yeah, not even a room, a hall.
A hall.
Yeah, and he was uggo, and we deserve a big old room.
Ugly and gross.
Full of mirrors. Full of mirrors. We deserve it.
So she made a whole room of mirrors.
Good for her.
She was also said to keep a mirror in her prayer book.
I mean, if you're gonna be reading about Jesus, might as well look at yourself, read about Jesus. Am I right?
She doesn't have a cell phone to, like, check her looks in.
Oh my god, she would be a selfie queen.
Oh my gosh, she would be such a selfie queen.
She'd be an Instagram influencer, for sure.
She also had a mirror above her bed so she could, like, wake up and just, like, look at herself.
Okay. Yeah, or for other activities, I'm sure.
Yeah, or for other things. I mean, she does have all these lovers.
Yeah, she's like she's like Shane on Love is Blind. She has a mirror above her bed. That'll go over your head, but it'll land for some other folks who definitely
someone will understand.
Like me have watched Love is Blind this week.
Should I get a mirror on my ceiling?
The amount of times I've thought I should, but then I realize I have a I have a fan in the middle of my room. It won't work for me.
I don't.
You should.
Oh, no, I have a light.
You should definitely do it if it will work for you. Because why not?
I totally could.
I also would be feared that it would fall on me and kill me. So.
Yeah, I already have, like, a big gold mirror above my bed.
Yeah.
Which could fall on me in the night and kill me.
Yeah, but it would be smaller than I would assume a mirror above your bed would be.
It also wouldn't fall just, like, flat on me.
Yeah, it would fall like a pancake. It'd pancake you to death.
Yeah, just straight up, I would die. Death by mirror.
Death by mirror. And that sounds like a terrible way to go. So we'll brainstorm this idea a little more.
Yeah, I'll think about this. I'll talk to some engineers.
Yes. Engineers, we'll if you're listening, if you're a hot engineer who wants to help Cecilia put a mirror above her bed... And or me, let us know. Thanks.
You have to be hot.
We don't care. Yeah, as long as you're hot. That's cool. As long as you deem yourself hot, also. Like, that's enough for us.
That's what's important.
Yeah, we care about how you feel about yourself.
As long as you feel good about yourself and you feel like you're hot.
That's right. We support it and we love it.
Carly said I have a bottle of wine. Okay.
Okay.
So according to legend, Lucida.
Yeah,
Lucida.
She
killed her first husband.
I mean, it's bound to be assumed.
It's bound to happen. Some say that she would also kill her lovers.
What? She's not even married to them. They're not even tying her down.
She would get tired of them and she would just kill them.
Girl, that's no way to live. That's too much effort, ma'am.
This part was translated from Italian, so I don't know
Love
if
it.
This is what it actually meant. But it said that she pushed them into pits of razor-sharp blades.
Drama.
Which is dangerous.
That's very dramatic.
Girl has also, a pit of razor sharp blades and a room full of mirrors.
Is it like, is there like a trap door in the room of mirrors where it's a room of razor blades?
Whoa. Yeah, she's like, come in here to look at me. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I don't want to look at you.
Yeah.
And press the button.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's like all the mirrors they tried to hang that they dropped and broke. It just throws in the pit.
Oh. That is maybe the all the razor sharp blades. Yeah, there were shards of mirrors.
Shards of mirrors.
That's possible. Yeah. That's possible.
At least she's a recycling queen. Gotta give her that.
Yep. So, legend says one morning, Lucida was admiring herself in one of her many mirrors.
Right.
When she spotted a wrinkle.
Not a wrinkle.
Not a wrinkle.
Not a wrinkle.
It's 1600. It's not 2022. She can't just like go and use her money to make her face perfectly smooth.
She can't just get Botox. Lickety-splickety. She cannot. And she cannot film have eternal youth. Her thousands of Instagram followers.
No.
Oh,
she
no.
just had to complain and cry and be sad about it. But as she's crying and complaining, a boy appeared in front of her. And the boy said that he would offer her 30 years of untouched youth in exchange for her soul. Do you know who the boy was, Carly?
Was it the devil?
It was the devil.
Yes! I love guessing right!
You're so smart.
I'm so smart. I'm Italian. That's why I know. Italians are so scared of the devil.
Obsessed with the fucking devil.
Scared and obsessed at the same time with
obsessed.
The devil.
Obsessed. So
stop. The devil showed up as a little boy, but a wee boy.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He just showed up. He's like a little boy. He's like, hello, miss.
He's like, signora, signorina, do you want the 30 years of the beautiful eyes?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you sound like that?
No.
Oh, okay. just wondering.
He was a little British boy. He said, hello, miss.
Oh, I like that.
Would you like to be beautiful forever?
Some reason he's Oliver Twist. He couldn't spring to be an aristocratic British boy. He's just Oliver Twist.
No, he's Oliver Twist. He was not a fancy British boy.
No, he's just a regular British boy.
Would you like some youth?
And she went, absolutely small British boy, who is clearly impoverished. Like, yes, I would love it.
I trust you with my soul. So she made a deal.
Okay.
And she accepted this pact to preserve her beauty.
I mean, obviously, she had a wrinkle, so what else
she
is there
had
to
a
do?
Wrinkle, and she was probably, like, 21, and she's like, okay.
Oh, God. It's like me at 19 when I found that gray hair in line for beaver tails, and you wouldn't pull it out, and I was so upset.
Because I knew what you were destined for.
Yeah. And here I am.
No, you can't pull them all out now.
Now here I am at 27 with the cool Claire Saffitz stripe growing in. And I like it. But at 19, I was very scared.
You are not into it.
I was not ready. I wasn't but a teen.
So she was also not ready, like Carly. But instead of yelling at me about it, she talked to the devil.
Yelled at you for help and you refused to help me.
No. I refused to make a pact.
Yeah.
So she remained beautiful while everyone around her aged, and she continued to revel in her wealth and debauchery. She kept on killing people.
This is very picture of Dorian Gray.
It's exactly the picture of Dorian Gray.
Oh, I love it.
And, like, picture Dorian Gray, it goes south.
Oh, good.
But not as, like, as dramatically. Like, she totally just, like, has a good time for 30 years. Like,
that's nice. I hope that she did.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I mean, she was also, like, killing people and...
Right. So she was very, like, not the best.
According to the legend.
Supposedly. Like, legendarily.
Supposedly. Legendarily.
Legendarily.
Mythologically.
Mythologically. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Great.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All the leads.
So, she was up to no good, and then 30 years after she had made her pact, the devil reappeared to get her soul.
Did he show up as a little boy, or is the devil?
Oh, he probably came back as the devil. I'm picturing him as the devil from Dickinson, where he's
oh, and he's deaf, and he's Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, he's Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's really good.
So Wiz Khalifa came to take his soul.
I was picturing what's the one from when he's a lawyer? When the devil's the lawyer?
Oh, I don't know, what is that called?
It's like the
Lucifer,
something like that. I don't know.
Or are you thinking about when he's Al Pacino?
That's what I think. I'm thinking of Al Pacino devil. That's what I was thinking. I was like, is it Al Pacino? I didn't want to say it was Al Pacino and let everyone down, including myself.
And the devil's
advocate. And the devil's advocate. Absolutely. That's what I'm picturing. So.
Oh, my God.
Pick your poison. I'm picturing Al Pacino and the devil's advocate. Celia's picturing Wiz Khalifa.
Everyone go home and watch the devil's advocate. Oh. That movie. Weird as hell.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's Al Pacino.
Okay. Confirmed. Al Pacino is the devil. Here
Al Pacino,
he is.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
And he's not a little boy. He just shows up as Al Pacino this time.
He's grown. And he's Italian. He's Italian now.
Yeah.
He's Italian-American.
He's Italian. Yeah, it's been 30 years, so.
Yeah.
He likes to stick with the years. Theme.
Yeah. So Lucida knew that the devil was coming, so she rushed to the Torre delle Ore,
no,
the Tower of the
Hours,
which is a clock tower in town.
Love that.
And because she wanted to turn back the clock to try and deceive him, to be like, it's not midnight, you can't have me.
She was the original writer of If I Could Turn Back Time.
Yeah.
That's where
so
she's that's
trying,
where,
Cher
she's
gets trying
it
to
from.
Do that.
Yep, great.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to do that, so she, like, rushes to the tower. She, like, runs up to the top, but she was too slow.
Oh.
And Al Pacino scooped her up.
Of course he did. He's so strong.
And he threw her into his burning carriage.
On fire carriage.
It's on fire.
That's cool. They never showed that in Dickinson.
No, it was never on fire.
It was never on fire. It should have been. That's cool.
No.
Though,
in the story,
I think
it's
on
fire.
Wasn't he deaf? He wasn't exactly the devil.
He was deaf, but like.
I mean, it's kind of interchangeable.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same
thing. It should have been on fire.
Weaker,
I vote for a redo of the last season, and it gets on fire. That's the only change
the
they made.
On fire.
Yeah.
And he's Al Pacino now.
the second changes, it's Al Pacino.
Don't know if that fits the vibe.
No, definitely doesn't, but we're paying for the changes, so.
We are.
We're footing the
and
bill.
And we're paying for Al Pacino.
That's correct. We'll pay his salary.
We have so much money.
We're rich.
So she gets scooped up into this carriage.
Oh, man.
And she's like screaming. She's having a terrible time. And he drives her along the city walls so everyone could see her and hear her scream.
He parades her about.
He parades her through town.
No.
And then he either drove into the pond in the botanical gardens and like down into hell, or he drowned her in the pond.
Dang, something about the pond for sure.
Something about the pond.
Dang.
So it said that now, if you have an inkling, and you go to the botanical garden,
okay,
and you go to the pond, do you still have an inkling, Carly?
I still do.
Okay, next thing you're gonna do. Stick your face in the pond.
Okay, I don't know if I have an inkling anymore. I'm not sure if I'm brave enough.
But if you do, okay. If you stick your head in the pond, you will be able to see the face of Lucida Mansi.
Well, do I have to open my eyes in the murky pond? Or
yeah, obviously.
Okay, can I bring goggles? Because I got contacts.
Yeah, you can bring goggles.
Okay, then I'll do it with goggles.
Yeah, okay. We'll bring goggles.
Okay, as long as I'm prepared with goggles. Because I don't want my contacts to float away. We're in Italy again. I don't want to have to get my prescription filled.
It's also like a swampy pond. You don't want to open your eyes in a swampy pond.
No, no. Okay, as long as I can wear goggles, I'm down. Sign me up.
Yeah, but she's in there and you'll see her. It
Dang.
Also is said that on nights when there is a full moon, her burning carriage can be seen and her screams can be heard along the city walls.
That is badass. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Italy. Wow. The motherland.
Lucida is also said to haunt the Villa Mansi,
cool.
Or another Mansi residence, which is in Monsagrati,
okay.
Where she lived and entertained and killed her lovers, apparently.
Of course she did.
So it said that she's been spotted around those two estates as well. A more official version of her death, she is buried in the Chiesa dei Cappuccini in Lucca.
Yeah.
More official version of their death is that she died of the plague.
I mean, there be plagues, yo. We know that to be true. There in our do times, be plagues. That's for sure.
1649. That's so either
definitely plague times.
Yeah. Either the devil drowned her in a pond or she died of the plague. Both of them, kind of a bummer.
Both of them, kind of the same energy. Fully terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, very bad.
Not great.
Don't want it.
Never a choice. No. Yeah.
So that's our Lucida Menci, wow. Our good friend.
Celia, that was so good. I'll applaud you now.
Oh my God.
You're applauding yourself like an asshole.
I'm applauding myself. I deserve it.
Well, honestly, yeah, I'll give it to you. If I had four hands, I'd applaud double loud, so glad that you were. Okay. I, Cecilia, have a bit of a different story. I may be taking a page out of your book, where there may not be ghosts at all in my story.
What?
Get ready.
What? Okay, now I have to drink a whole bottle of wine.
Okay, it's your turn. Ready? I still have some wine left, so I'll be taking a sip once in a while.
I just had a glass, and I'm not, like, it's still...
You can God, you still have most of it. Cecilia, I'm 3/4 of the way through a bottle of wine because my glass is so big.
I'm downing it.
Oh, my God. Well, my glass has significance, by the way. It was gifted to me by pal of the pod and past guest, Eric Dallinger. And it has a beautiful little gnome with a witch hat on it. So get ready. It may or may not have significance to my story, okay? Get ready.
The way you said it was like, you can buy this.
It's like I was selling it.
Yeah, you're
I'm not.
It.
I'm not selling it.
Only $14.99 on our Etsy shop.
No, you can't have it.
No? My glass is, I have no idea where it's from.
It looks like a cognac glass.
It is. It's like a short glass.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah,
mine's like a stemless wine glass. I'll put a picture of it. I'll send it to Cecilia so she can post it on the Insta. It's so cute. Nestled in the Ligurian Alps, miles from the French border, is the mystical Argentina Valley. Is a little Italian village of less than 400 people, known as the Village of the Witches.
Ooh.
Hence my glass. Do you see it comes full circle?
Oh my God, yeah.
A witch hat
is
on
that
my
where
glass.
He's from?
Yeah. He's so cute though. He's got a little spider in his hat. That was so cute.
But he grew up in the Village of the Witches?
For sure. And in Italian, it's Il Paese delle Streghe. Did you like that? It's Italian.
Paese delle Streghe.
Il Paese delle Streghe. Because streghe is witch. Like Strega Nonna, if people know the story of Strega Nonna, that's...
Strega Nonna.
You know, Strega means witch.
We love our good friend Strega Nonna.
Strega Nonna, we love her and all of her spaghetti. When I was a kid and my hair would be, like, wild if I didn't, like, brush it or, you know, how kids are and their hair gets weird, my mom would say, oh, Strega. That's what they call you. So, I'm a witch. No, I'm not. Okay. Known by many as the Salem of Europe, Trioria in Liguria was the site of the 14th century witch trials to rival your nightmares.
Uh-oh.
In 1587, there was a famine. That's the important thing to know.
Yes.
The crops were pitiful, and the people of the town, of course very hungry, were searching for someone to blame. The townsfolk were convinced the famine was the work of witches. The Inquisitor of Genoa and Albania and the priest Girolamo del Pozzo arrived and confirmed their suspicions. Which, like, buds, what the f- you don't live here? Hello?
Some mans show up and they're like, yeah, this is witches, of course.
Yes, the important mans and the church are like, yeah, man, it's witches.
Carly, the church has never been wrong.
The church has never hated women.
History has never hated women.
Never, not once. So, according to all of them, evil was afoot. And so, parishioners hopped up on Sunday wine and mass hysteria pun intended, pointed their fingers at 20 women who they rounded up as potential witches.
Carly?
Yeah.
Has anything good ever been afoot?
I can't tell you that anything good has ever been afoot, but I think good things have been a hand.
Trouble is afoot.
Yeah.
What else is afoot?
Just mostly trouble. The game is afoot.
The game's
never good.
The game's never
good.
As
we well know.
Game's bad.
Usually murder of some kind. It's never good. Yeah.
Never good. Anyway, this is fucked up. They rounded up 20 women.
20 women! And these women, Cecilia, unsurprisingly, in many of these stories how we encounter, were peasant women from a poor community just beyond the city walls. Mm-hmm. So they're like, famine? They did it, for sure.
It was the poor women.
It was the poor women who are witches, who are definitely against us being able to eat. And soon, 20 women became 30 as they tortured these women and asked them to give up more names. Yikes. Because that's always a good plan. Because that always yields, you know, good and true results. Torture!
Torture always results in total candor.
Yes.
And honesty.
Yes.
And every time we've tortured people, it's gone well.
It's always gone well. It's never led us astray. It's always truthful. Mm-mm. And never rooted in pure pain and fear. No, not once.
No.
So 18 of the accused apparently broke down. And so then 13 women and 4 young girls and 1 young boy joined the growing number of suspected witches.
Yikes.
They just be growing children. In numbers. Literal children. Literal children. Mm-hmm. Of the 30 accused, Cecilia, surprisingly, a few were from noble families, which is weird.
Oh,
not
wow.
Weird, but maybe a little surprising. So the council of elders from the village begged them, by them I mean, you know, the inquisitor of Genoa and Albania and the priest, mm-hmm. and whoever else, you know, the tribunal. They begged mm-hmm. them to slow the Inquisition, seeing as by that point, one noble woman had died in torture and another had flung herself to her death from a window.
Yikes.
And they were like, we cannot lose any more noble women to the witch's cause. They were like, enough is enough. But the only thing to come out of their plea was the release of a 13-year-old girl, probably the daughter of someone important.
I would assume so.
Yeah, it probably wasn't one of the, you know, poor women from the outskirts of town. Yeah. It was, you know, someone they knew. Of course, the capture of these supposed witches inspired witch hunts in the neighboring communities, as it always tends to do. And for 2 years, Cecilia, women in Italy were rounded up and tortured.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So this is like where it started and then it kind of like spread across the country?
Yeah. So I would say throughout Europe, we've talked about witch hunts, not only in Salem, but in Europe before. Yep. And it goes in phases of, like, hundreds of years. Yep. And at this point in Italy, it was spurred by this famine in Liguria, mm-hmm. in this city. Mm-hmm. And it lasted for 2 years after. Because, like, especially in the old days, famine, like, a bad crop season, the repercussions are felt for years. It's not just felt for one season, and they can, you know, make mm-hmm. it up the following year. There's a deficit, right? So, I mean, it's still true today. Like, we notice, I mean, a good example is with COVID. We notice supply chains are weird. You know, things that, you know, maybe are more readily available usually to us are not as readily available. Mm-hmm. Or the prices go up because they're not as readily available.
And we're here to say that it's because of witches. And we should do this again.
We're here to say that exactly. We should start in... What's the town called? We should start in Triora because we know that that's going to be true the first time. No, we're lying.
This is where it
happened
then.
Don't hunt witches. That's terrible. Witches are fun and cool. Support your neighborhood witches. I'm sure they're doing good rather than bad.
Okay. They're probably getting rid of COVID.
They're probably working hard to make sure you're doing fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they decided, hey, if they're doing it in this community, we probably have witches in our community. And, you know, the mass hysteria. We know how that kind of spreads. And that's, you know, a thing. We know, remember mm-hmm. Satanic Panic and all these things? They kind of sometimes usually start out with no real merit and then kind of get legs and spread.
Yeah.
So for over 2 years, women in Italy were rounded up and tortured. The hunt extended far beyond its origin at La Cabotina, which is the place where a lot of these women originally were from, which is where legend mm-hmm. has it that was the locale where the witches met to carry out their rituals. Really, it was a place that probably housed impoverished women and sex workers, and probably not witches who forced a famine, ate babies, had sex with the devil, made potions of poison, or transformed themselves into cats so they could sneak into people's houses. Which, for some reason, is a bunch of the things that all the Italians thought they did. I'll be the first to say, Italian people are very suspicious. They're very, what's the word? Superstitious. That's the word. Yes. Thank God. Oh my God, it took a while. This witch's wine is taking a while to work.
This is getting to you.
Maybe this is the poison instead. Yeah. So Italian people are very, very superstitious, very, particular in a lot of that. There's also at this time, we can't forget, like, there's the church, you know, leading Italy, but there's also still a lot of, you know, remnants of paganism and things like that. So there's a lot of things for people to be afraid of. And also when they don't understand science or are literate or, you know, all these things, there's a lot of factors at play. That can contribute to these situations as well.
They don't have, like, the internet to just, like, look things up.
Right?
They have the, like, 14 other people in their town and their family who they talk to. And if they're like, oh, there's a witch, they're like, oh, shit, I guess there's a witch.
Yeah, and a lot of times these towns are made up of only certain families. Like, a lot of the people you have to talk to are your family. So, speaking of someone who's from, you know, small town Italy originally, at least two different small towns in Italy, it's pretty few and far between that you necessarily have access to, you know, knowledge, especially in the 1600s. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. In the 1500s and back in the yesteryear. So they definitely didn't do any of that stuff, probably, for sure. That's what we have to say about that.
Definitely, probably.
Definitely, probably, for sure. Anywhere from 200 to 300, these are the numbers I read, witches, were accused and interrogated. Which is a lot of people. Like, that's a lot of people.
Well, how many people did you say were in that small town?
Well, I think currently 400. Though, of course, I mean, in the olden days, there were more people in a lot of these towns. Though, also, the populations were never huge. Like, it's not a city.
No.
Either. Like, it's a... is a town.
It's a small place, yeah.
It's a small enough place that, like, 200 to 300 people in this region is quite significant.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's so many.
So many people. And all as witches? Like, come on. Mm. If I was trying to think of how many witches I know, I can't even think of, like, that many hardly at all. For sure not 200. Oh, I probably know,
like, 200 or 300 witches.
Oh, you do? Are you connected more than me? Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then...
ask around.
Then if you know them, then I probably know them.
You probably know them, Carly. You're just not, like, talking to them about it.
I can't share their secrets, Cecilia. I have to pretend I don't know. What if there's another hunt someday? We gotta keep them safe.
I'm not saying who they are.
Okay. Well, they can count me among their numbers. Anyways... 200 to 300 witches were accused and interrogated. It appears at least four women were burned at the stake, Cecilia.
Yikes.
Old school Esmeralda in the Hunchback of Notre Dame style.
Yikes.
Old school style. Even Joan with style. The government's sizable doubt, they merited death. So the government was like, we're not quite sure. Like, even if they're witches, it's a famine. It's okay. And then apparently they were still burnt at the stake. But also, all of this is very, It's very, there's various reports and various, you know, accounts of this situation as well. Because again, time is hard and weird. Especially because of the time, though, Italy was more widely into exorcising witches, not burning them. So that's why I say that, like, okay, the burning of the witches is a little weird. But some sources were very certain that happened, and some sources were not so certain that happened.
Okay.
But definitely, most were jailed, tortured, and many were killed. So many died as a result of this, regardless of how they died.
And, like, jails...
Yeah.
Jails are bad now, but, like, in the 1600s...
No. They probably gave you a scrap of bread and a bit of water, like a dribble of water.
You don't want to be in a jail. You're going to die of just, like, exposure.
Right?
In a jail cell.
Yeah, it's not good. You're probably wearing, like, a sack from the grain, and that's about it.
Like,
if you're lucky.
A lot of stories that I've read or, like, heard from... witch trials in, like, Europe in these times where, like, so many people would just, like, die in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, because they just, A, didn't care, because probably you were a disenfranchised woman of some kind. And B, just living was hard. Like, surviving in the best conditions was difficult. So surviving in the worst conditions was near impossible.
Yeah.
You know?
These are not good conditions.
Not it. It's definitely not it.
Not it.
And this is why we advocate for prison reform.
Yeah.
Not just this, obviously, but... Ugh. Abolish prisons. Okay, moving along. So, also, again, this is very weird because some accounts say they all burned eventually, which, if we're taking this with a grain of salt, which we always are... It seems like hyperbole. It seems like, you know, for poetic effect that, you know, all witches will burn, you know? It's one of those things that you hear in movies. Mm-hmm. Others say, though, they were imprisoned in Genoa, you know, like the salami. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry. Until...
The salami.
Think of the salami. Until Holy Office, you know, like the Pope and his boys... The Pope and his boys. That sounds.
And his boys.
That sounds like a boy band. The Pope and his boys. What kind of music do you think the Pope and his boys make?
Gospel hymns.
Yeah,
I'd assume.
That's fair. But I want his boys to be spelled with a Z because they think they're cool.
Okay, so they like make they get the gospel hymns and they like do it in the style of like the Backstreet Boys.
I like that. It's like. Jesus is back. All right.
All right.
Like that? I'm into that.
Exactly.
Okay. I love it. So, the Pope and his boys, aka the Holy Office, set them free. So essentially, people were like, they're in prison in Genoa until, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, please, the Pope, set these people free. And they were like, ah, cool. Mm. So, regardless, what happened to the witches at Triora was unimaginable. And the town has never forgotten. And Cecilia, the town does something that we love, which is...
What do they do?
They lean into their morbid past.
Hell yeah. Love it.
The Ethnographic and Witchcraft Museum is a hotspot where you can see records of the trials, like confessions, as well as learn about local agriculture. So you can see witch trials... And you can see cheese and wheat next to each other for your enjoyment.
Beautiful.
Which we love.
Beautiful.
We love a one-stop shop, for sure. The town is also very witch kitsch, with signs, statues, shops, all dedicated to the trials. You can even see the former homes of some of the accused. Because that's how old this town is. Like, these towns in Italy, like, these houses be standing.
Oldly settled.
Oldly settled. Can we say it one more time for the friends in the back? Oldly settled. The town holds a summer witchcraft festival, a mushroom festival in September,
ooh,
and, of course, our favorite, Halloween. So there's lots of cool events to check out there.
Cute.
Oh, and you want to know the cause of the failed crops, Cecilia? Because I'm pretty sure they've determined it.
Really?
Yeah, it was a drought the year before. Simple as that.
Well, no shit.
That's it.
They couldn't have just thought of that. They could have been like, oh, remember last year when there was a drought?
No, they were like, it was definitely witches. And I'm sure even if they thought of that, they were like, the witches asked it not to rain. Or the witches drowned out our crops. Like,
the drought was actually the cause.
Yeah.
The drought was actually caused by the witches.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have reasoned it that way. Yeah, they're like, oh, you know the bad weather we've been having? Witches. Because, yeah, because that really makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
And so,
always witches.
You can visit virtually, too, the museum on Google Maps. And I did it today, and it was very cute. So, it's one of those places where Google Maps has not only, you know, done the outside of, but they've done the inside. So you can see a lot of the cool, like, freaky dolls and clothes and things on the walls. And you can find all of that at museotriora.it.
And how do you spell it?
Museo? Yeah, Museo. M-U-S-E-O. Triora, TRIORA.IT. And the whole page is in Italian, but you can manage it. It's pretty easy.
You can look at pictures.
You can look at pictures. There's at the top, there's a drop-down menu. You can choose what look virtually, and you can look at the whole museum. It's really cute. There's not a ton of close-ups, but it's very adorable. It's like everything you'd expect from a cute small town museum that holds a lot of old stuff. Like it's awesome. Yeah. So I'm also not 100% on which ghost sightings, but my thought on it is, if they're somewhere, it's bound to be here.
Probably some ghosts. Right? There's some bad shit went down. Bad vibes
for sure, and it's spooky and it's cute. And I got a lot of my information today from atlasobscura.com, lamialiguria.it, magazine.duoid.it, and italiarail.com. So, if everyone's talking about it, it's gotta be the real deal, baby.
That's all what they said about the witches.
The witches! Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it, so it had to be real.
Everyone's talking about it, so it must be real. Carly Billings. Yeah. So that's if you want to talk about witches in Italy, that's a good hotspot to check out. And it was listed on many, you know, options as one of the most haunted, freaky spots in Italy. And Italia Rail definitely thinks that. So if Italia Rail believes it, I believe it. Because I've ridden the Italian Rail, and it's fucking bomb.com, okay?
We trust the Italia Rail with our lives.
Honestly, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I've taken the regional trains. I've taken the bullet trains. I'm obsessed. Italia Rail gets you where the sounds are good.
Oh my god, yeah. Are we sponsored by Italia Rail?
We should be. Italia Rail, if you want to talk to us, talk to us.
Honestly, talk to us. Give us a trip around Italia.
Oh my god, we would cry and die.
The shit out of you.
Wow. Oh my god, I love Italy so much. It truly has my heart. I got to visit in 2014. And I visited my grandparents' hometowns, and it was magical. Mm-hmm. And I would love you to come to Italy. Let's go to Italy.
Yeah.
Let's make a trip, because it's the best. It's so cool. Yeah. It's so fun. And the food's the best. And everyone's so Italian. It's great.
The pizza pies,
guys. There's so much pizza pie. I had pizza pie in Napoli, the original place for pizza pie. And the place that my grandparents took off to come to Canada, because it's a port city.
The pizza pie.
It's the home of the pizza pie. It's really good. Everyone needs to eat pizza pie, and we love Italy. That's what this message is about today. And there's lots of ghosts, because it's old as hell. And I'm almost done my bottle of wine. Let me finish.
Carly has drank an entire bottle of wine.
I've done it. You're all welcome for it.
Well done.
If you notice how joyous my spirit, how buoyant my spirit is, it's because I am full of bubbles, and I am very glad to be here.
So full of those Pelee Island bubbles.
I really am. If only they were Italian bubbles. If only it was Prosecco. Ooh. But that's okay.
Oh, Prosecco.
Another time.
Prosecco.
Another time. Prosecco is the best, yo. Like, it's the cheaper version of champagne, and I ain't mad. It's just as good. Tastes the same.
tastes bad, and I don't like champagne either, and I don't like bubbles.
That's so sad. I like, well, you don't like anything that has bubbles, really. You don't prefer...
I like bubbles.
Yeah, carbonated beverages.
Get those bubbles away from me.
It's funny, though, because your best friend, if she was a glass of alcohol, she would definitely be Prosecco. So...
So you're gonna do that Peely Island rosé shit.
Honestly, I might be. I like the idea of pink drink is my favorite idea in the world.
A rosé. You're a bubbly rosé.
I am a bubbly rosé. So maybe I'm not a Prosecco.
Maybe you're not a Prosecco.
I don't think I am. I think I am a bubbly rosé.
You're that bubbly rosé that you just drank a whole bottle of.
I am. Peely Island Lola. Honestly, doesn't this look like me if I were a drink? It's got
her
flowers on the bottle.
She was a showgirl.
It's so cute. This blush sparkling wine has hints of strawberry and blood orange flavors. Didn't taste that. Serve chilled. This sparkling is a perfect accompaniment to hors d'oeuvre, delicate first courses, white meats, and fruit-based desserts.
Why did you say hors d'oeuvres like that? The accompaniment to hors d'oeuvre.
Because that's how you say it en français. Je parle français, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a problem? You have a problem ici? Non? Je pense pas. Get wrecked. Okay. Lola. Let's take une photo, s'il vous plaît. Tout le monde.
I don't know what you're taking a photo of.
A toi, avec champagne. Non, avec Peely Island. Okay, regarde ça. Wah, cute. I'm just having fun, yo. It's a Tuesday. Going up on Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday
for
night.
You, it's a Friday or another day of the week. Maybe it's also a Tuesday when you're listening. But for us recording,
for
it's
you,
a Tuesday.
It could be any time. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It always is 5 o'clock somewhere. That's the beautiful thing about it.
It's always Tuesday somewhere.
It's always Tuesday somewhere. It always is Tuesday somewhere.
It's always Tuesday somewhere. Wow. And that's a fact. And that's science.
Yes.
Kylie.
Yeah, Cecilia.
Do you have any updates for the people?
You know what? I do have an update, Cecilia, for the people. We are back again this week at the hub of Hamilton Winterfest. We will be hucking our ghostly wares in the vendor domes. Outdoor, indoor, party time. There's an excellent lineup this weekend as well. This weekend being February 24th through 27th, I believe, if time is correct. It's the Thursday through Sunday of this week. Is that correct, Cecilia? Can you confirm for me?
Yes, it is. It's the Thursday through Sunday. I mean, the Thursday will be yesterday if you're listening to this on Friday.
Correct. Yes. You might have missed that. You might have missed Cecilia. She was there. Oh, my God. Cecilia, didn't you have fun?
I was there, but I'll be there next Saturday.
That's
I'll be there next Thursday.
Yeah. Cecilia will be there Thursdays. I'll be there all weekend long. You can't get enough of this face. She's going to be up in there at the beautiful Ockmar, which I covered last week in last week's episode.
Yeah.
The haunted and wonderful Ockmar. And there's
go back and listen to that if
you
haven't already.
Absolutely. You got to get caught up. And it's an awesome site. It's an awesome event. And there's going to be live music and food and fun for the whole family. And it's wonderful. And we're going to be there. So if you want to check us out, if you're in the Hamilton area, please feel free. Hamilton, Ontario, calling out to you. Join us.
Go hang out.
Yeah, come say hi to us.
You can see Ockmar.
You can
it's haunted.
See Ockmar. It's super haunted. You can come see us and get some ghostly merch. And or buy some vintage. I got some vintage too. And yeah, it'll be a fun old time. That's all I've got to say. I've had a good week. Yeah. What?
Well,
Cecilia?
You've been at Winterfest. Uh-huh. Have you seen any ghosts?
I, surprisingly, though we've been at Ockmar, have not, because I have not had the confidence or the drive just yet to venture in the home.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that when you join us, Cecilia, next week, and this week and next week, that we'll have some courage to venture into Ockmar itself, secretly, of course. Keep it on the down low.
So maybe by the time this episode is released, mm-hmm. we'll have seen a ghost.
That's very possible. That's very possible. Oh. But Cecilia, in the meantime, I have a question for you. Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Okay. Well, hopefully by the time this episode goes live, we will have seen a ghost and we'll be able to report it on next week's episode.
Yes. We'll let you know next week.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fingers crossed.
Or you could come visit us at Winterfest on the weekend and Carly will tell you.
That's true. I'll happily fill you in, give you the inside scoop. Yeah, absolutely.
Carly will tell you if you ask.
Yeah, I will. Just ask. I'll always give.
Or if you don't ask.
I probably will just offer the information. Like, am I being honest? She will tell you
either way.
So, if we have any listeners who met us or met me at last week's Winterfest, hello, welcome. This is what we're about, and we're glad that you're here, and we hope you stick around, because we got lots more stories.
There is a never-ending supply of stories, and we'll be back next week with more.
Like we always are. That's true. Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're on Instagram, at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. We're also on TikTok. Exactly, one TikTok
video. Yeah, Cecilia's made a badass TikTok. It's so good. And we will probably, possibly, have more by the time this episode goes live.
We'll have more. We're gonna have some more TikToks.
Yes.
Soon.
Yeah. So, a bunch of extra content coming your way. And you can follow us, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, at GAEPod. And we're all over the internet. And we're glad you've been here with us today. And we hope you had some vino, if you are allowed to, by the law.
We hope that you have also had a whole bottle of sparkling rosé.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, go do it, unless you don't want to or can't.
And unless it's not safe for you, then don't. But if it is, do it. Have fun.
Do it.
We just want you to have a good time. That's all we ever want. So, with that, we hope you have a good time this week. And we miss you. And we love you. I guess we don't miss you because you're here. But we kind of do at the same time. So come visit us at Alkmaar. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm also wearing today, once again, my favorite FaceTime hat. One of many, because...
Oh, yeah. Carly loves to wear
FaceTime hats. It is at that time of the week where my hair is not even presentable to show myself, let alone Cecilia. So...